Hey guys, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation review. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to be reviewing the Macanudo Estate Reserve 2015 number 9. Now you might be thinking, wasn't there a State Reserve last year? There was in fact an Estate Reserve last year, and this is simply a reblend. So I know a lot of people have strong feelings about limited edition cigars being re-released. This is a reblend. It's repackaging, redesign. Still has that great Jamaica tobacco in it, but a little bit different. So first up, it's using a 10-year-aged Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper. So you don't see a lot of cigars with a 10-year-aged wrapper on it. That's pretty impressive. And it's got a Mexican San Andreas binder. But the magic of this is it's got the Jamaica Silver Tongue tobacco, which if you check out our IPCBR coverage of Macanudo, Gus talks about it being the most expensive filler tobacco in the world, typically $14 to $15 a pound. So quite expensive stuff. And that leads us up to the MSRP, which is about $16. So given that it uses some very, very expensive filler tobacco, that makes a lot of sense. Today we're going to be reviewing the Robusto, which is a 5x50, and we'll get to that in just a second. So first up, as we always do, and sometimes I forget, going to do a nose here. Getting a lot of spicy cedar. A little bit of fermented tobacco. Not as much as I would expect of a 10-year-old broadleaf wrapper, though. A lot of sweetness off the foot, like a raisin, like a very, very sweet raisin, maybe fermented prunes. So we'll get to toasting and lighting and see what's up with the cigar. So if you didn't have a chance to check it out, we just did a Sharing Our Pairings episode 45, Jamaican Winter, where Rob and I paired the Macanudo Estate Reserve number 9 with some stouts and some porters. And that was a really interesting show for us, both of us having smoked this cigar for the first time. And obviously one of the things I'm looking forward to here is sitting down for the first time and giving this cigar its proper due. But if you haven't checked out the video, you probably want to check that out. It's really interesting if you enjoy pairing. So we'll finish up this toast here and use my trusty V-cutter. It's a solid toast. Managed not to destroy that beautiful wrapper. Sweet, creamy cedar. Very light cedar to start. Very, very subtle retrohale. Probably at a light plus right now. But based on the show, I know this cigar does step up in intensity. So we'll let the first third settle in, check back in, and see what other flavors come out. So now that I'm sitting down with the Macanudo Estate Reserve and giving this cigar its proper due, there's definitely a lot of nuanced flavors there that I think we're getting run over by the porter pairing. First off, that raisin that I was getting out of the foot, definitely present here, but it's very, very subtle. Normally for me, raisin has a very sharp taste to it. It's sweet and sharp. I would say that if you took the sharpness away, you just get that core raisiny quality to it, almost like a raisin pie. So it's a light plus, and the spices have stepped up in the retrohale, so I'm getting a light plus spices in the retrohale. Interesting first third. You can see I'm very, very, not very far in. But it's producing tons of smoke. So I'll keep checking in here and keep talking about all the flavors that come out. Hitting the 15-minute mark, I would say the first third here is like smoking a fruit pie. There's just tons of complex raisin. There's some berry in there. There's an underlying cedar, but the fruit kind of takes over. You can see the burn line is extremely clean, nice white ash. Just a fantastic first third. This is what you would expect to have a limited edition cigar, especially if you're paying $16. You want something to rock your socks, and this is definitely rocking my socks so far. I'll keep checking in. So at the 20-minute mark, there's a rich toasted nuttiness that's coming through on the retrohale. Kind of a light plus again. Most of the flavors here are light plus, maybe medium minus. Mixing in with the raisin, mixing with that sort of rich stewed fruit. It's a great combination. Really, really enjoying this first third. It'll be interesting to see what the cigar delivers in the middle third. Significant departure from our pairing. I think the porters and the stouts were definitely running over a lot of the cigar nuances here. You could go with coffee. I think coffee would go really well. If you went with rum, there's probably a tendency of the rum sweetness to kind of, again, run over the cigar. So I have to think on this. Possibly a bourbon, believe it or not. If the bourbon wasn't very peppery, that might be a good choice here. So we'll keep smoking, and I'll keep checking in. 30-minute mark. Cedar's kind of pushed through to about a medium minus, almost medium. And again, it's just playing off against the raisin, playing off against the nuttiness that's on the retrohale. Just a phenomenally balanced cigar. I probably have another 5 or 10 minutes before I get into the middle third here. Not sure there's going to be any other flavor transitions, so I'll probably check back in the middle third. Getting into the middle third here, the raisiny fruit, the rich stewed fruit and raisin, it's kind of stepped up to a medium minus. I'd say it's the most dominant flavor going into the middle third. The cedar is there, but it pretty much comes through after the draw, so it's kind of a lingering taste. Retrohale hasn't really evolved very much, so we'll see if there's any other flavors that are going to come out in the middle third here. 50-minute mark. Not a lot of flavor evolution, which is not a bad thing because the middle third is fantastic. It's got that stewed fruit, that raisin going on, a little bit of cedar post-draw, really balanced retrohale. Not a lot of spice there. It's delicious. I'm about halfway through. Looking forward to the last third here. Definitely a different smoking experience than on the pairing show. This is a phenomenal limited edition cigar, and I'm going to look forward to finishing this up. 1 hour mark. Cedar's picked up to medium minus to match that raisin fruit. So they're just kind of playing off of each other. There's nothing really else in the middle third to talk about, but it's just as good as the first third. Really, really enjoying this. This is a fantastic cigar. So I'll keep reporting in, see if there's any other flavor transitions in the middle third. Otherwise, you'll hear from me in the last third. Just about an hour 15, getting medium minus cedar on the retrohale. And the cedar is kind of overtaken the raisin, so it's kind of pushed it down to a light plus. And it's really a sweet, creamy cedar. It's really the predominant flavor here. So, still got about 15, 20 minutes in the last third, so we'll see what other flavors come to the surface. Wrapping up the review of the Macanudo Estate Reserve number 9. Phenomenal limited edition. Very, very good. You definitely want to check out the written review. We're doing a group review of this, so it's going to be very interesting. And again, if you haven't checked out Sharing Our Pairings episode 45, Jamaican Winter, check it out. We did a pairing with this. Appreciate everyone checking in. Thanks very much to the Fed Heads. And as we always say, if you like our content, appreciate it if you like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. Catch you later.